read the first few psukim of Sefer Shmos, we notice many of the details have been mentioned already in Parashas Vayigash, Parashas Vayechi. It's not anything new. Be'elo Shmos b'nei Yisrael, Haboi Nisraima, the names of the Shvatim, the fact that there were Shivim Nefesh, the fact that Yosef died, Vayomas Yosef, also mentioned at the end of Parashas Vayechi. Here it says also, V'chol Hador Hahu, U'vnei Yisrael Poro Vayishvitzu, again, goes back to Parashas Vayigash. It says, Vayiochazuva, Vayifu Vayirbu Ma'od. Here it adds, Vatimoli Ha'aretz Osam. But why is there a petition of those details that have already been mentioned in Parashas Vayigash and Parashas Vayechi? Mefarshim all are sensitive to the question. I'd like to share with you a thought from the Or HaChaim. The Mahalach, the approach of the Or HaChaim, is one that I think is very, very revealing, very inspiring. Specifically what he says on the Pasuk, Vayomas Yosef v'chol echad v'chol ador ahu, and the connection between that Pasuk and the Pasuk that follows, U'bnei Yisrael poro v'yishvitzu. The Or HaChaim explains that everything the Torah mentions here is relevant to what led up to the Shibud Mitzrayim. It was only as a result of each of these specific occurrences that the Shibud was able to take hold and to take effect against Bnei Yisrael. Explains the Or HaChaim that so long as Yosef was alive, it wasn't possible that Shibud could start, because everyone understood that Bnei Yisrael had a tremendous spark, a special status, and they were comfortable, they were secure, and there was nothing to worry about. Once Yosef died, things began to change. Tzviya began to look at the Bnei Yisrael a little bit differently, but still, so long as all the brothers were alive, again, they still understood that these are special people. Then, after all the brothers died, still, as long as one of the 70 nefesh that came down to Mitzrayim were still alive, again, somehow the Shibud could not begin. The way the Or HaChaim puts it, two different ways. First, he says, he wants to know the connection between this pasuk and the pasuk that follows, Uvnei Yisrael Paro Vayushvitzu. Explains the Or HaChaim, there are a number of causes for the Shibud. She'ima Yosef Kayam, Yaspik Shavo Yimshavu Bahem HaMitzvim. If Yosef was alive, that would have stopped the Shibud. Two, before the brothers died, again, that the Shibud could not take effect, he says, because the Mitzvim were Mechadeh them. They honored them, they respected them. And then, so long as the entire generation, somebody was alive from that generation, kulan hayu chashuvin be'inehem. All of these individuals were important, and therefore there could not be a shibud. And finally, the final factor was of Bnei Yisrael paro v'yishvitzu. Because of that, finally the Mitzrayim began to think of what they could do to put the Jews to work, to enslave them. The next pasuk, again, the Or HaChaim goes along the same lines, but slightly different vein. He says, once the brothers died, then the Mitzrayim began to look down at the Jews. It's just that still, they couldn't quite bring themselves to put them to work until after all the Shivim Nefesh died. But somehow there was a shift in the attitude that the Mitzrayim held toward the Jews. Progressively worse, began to look at them not quite in the same way, but so long as they saw them quite on a pedestal, they recognized how special they were, they could not be a Shibud. Chaim Shmulevitz, in one of his Mamorim, develops this idea in the following way. He says, the fact that the Mitzrayim could not enslave the Jews when they held them in high esteem is not just a product of the attitude that the Mitzrayim had toward the Jews, but it's also a function of the way that Bnei Yisrael thought of themselves. So long as the Bnei Yisrael had their own sense of self-esteem, so long as they thought of themselves as special individuals, as connected to the Mesorah of the Avos. So they thought of themselves as Mechubadim. So it wasn't possible that these individuals could become enslaved as slaves in Mitzrayim. It's only when the Bnei Yisrael began to think of themselves in a different way did it become possible for the Mitzrayim also to see them in that same kind of a way and to be able to affect the Shibud. Like the Meraglim said, we thought of ourselves as grasshoppers, and so we were in their eyes. In a similar vein, the Bnei Yisrael somehow lost their own sense of dignity, and because of that, it led the Mitzrayim to do what they were to do. I think that this idea is something also that you can extract from the language of the Sfarnu here, and explaining also the sequence of Pesukim here in the beginning of Shmos. Again, the Sfarnu is sensitive to the progression. Vayomath Yosef, Echol Echav, V'chol Ador Ahu, Uvnei Yisrael Poro Vayishvitzu. And he says something incredible. The focus of the Sfarnu is not specifically the issue of the dignity, but I think he means it. He says there was a spiritual decline that occurred in the wake of Yosef's death and that death of the brothers and so on, and with the Shivim Nefesh. Originally, he says, the special individuals, the Shvatim, were there. They were like Kochavim, as Chazal say, they shined. And so nobody lost their sense of Avodas Hashem. No one lost their sense of what their purpose was in this world and what they were to do in Mitzrayim, what their place was in Mitzrayim. Somehow, once the passing of Yosef, the passing of the brothers, with that, they began to go with Tarbus Ra. Says the Sfarnu, Achare Mosam Lohoyu Tzadikim Shebevnehem Kokach Chashuvim Be'eni Elokim Ve'Adam. Once the brothers died, so the children, still the Shivim Nefesh, they were not as Chashuv in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the eyes of people. Then he continues and he says, what does it mean when it says, Uvnei Yisrael Poro Vayishvitzu? Once the Shivim Nefesh passed away, now they went ultimately to a state of kilkul gamur. They completely corrupted themselves. And the language of Vayishvitzu, according to the Sfarnu, means that idea. L'achash el mesu kol shivim nefesh, not to l'darche shiratzim. They became like creeping things, like shiratzim. Shiratzim is a very pejorative idea. Vayishvitzu, not in a positive sense, but they corrupted themselves. They became immortal. But the Sfarnu's idea, I think, goes very much hand in hand with that of the Or HaChaim, as explained by Chaim Shmulevitz. And you see from the language of the Sfarnu himself that the shift was not just one of the spiritual level of the Klal Yisrael, but it was also in their status, in their chashivus. As he says, that the children of the Achim were not chashuvim, the Enei Elokim Ba'odam. They didn't have the same status. And what is the idea of Vayishvitzu? What is the symbol of a sheretz? Sheretz is something which is as low as you can get. Why did the Torah use that mashal, Vayishvitzu, to express the idea that Klal Yisrael corrupted themselves? Because the sense was a lack of chashivas. Why did they do it? Why did they sink to such a level? Perhaps it's because they didn't see themselves as special. They didn't feel the connection to the door that came before them. They didn't feel the connection to the avos. They didn't feel the connection to the Shvatim, they didn't feel the connection to the extension of the Shvatim, to the Shivim Nefesh. And now somehow, if you don't have the inspiration, you don't have the role models, then anything goes. And anything goes means Vayishvitzu. They descended to the level of Shvatim. So it's all a function of the attitude that they held about themselves. And because their own self-esteem plummeted in their own eyes, so it was that their actions reflected that type of an attitude that led them to the decline that, of course, led to the Shibud. Chaim Shmulevitz develops the idea in his Maimar that one of the strategies of the Yetzer Hara is to seduce a person to think that he's worthless. A person thinks that he's not worth anything, then he can do anything, because it doesn't matter, after all. The challenge of a person is to recognize how special they are, their status, how chashuv they are. And in so doing, a person wouldn't want to do something that's inappropriate. Like the expression in Yiddish is pasnish. How could I do it? It doesn't fit for me. I'm, you know, I have a special neshama, I have a special calling, I have a special status. How could I do something like that? How could I lower myself? How could I stoop to such a level? The person doesn't see himself as special, doesn't see himself as important, then, you know, why not? There's a powerful, powerful expression. I mean, Rav Tzaddik really develops this in Tzidkas HaTzaddik. I want to read you a line or two from him. This is in Tzidkas HaTzaddik, goes Kuf Nun Dalet. He says, Kishem Shetzarech Adam Lahamin Bahashem Yisbarach Kach Tzarech Achakach Lahamin Ba'atzmo. We all know how important it is to have Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Tzaddik, a person has to also have Emunah in himself. But Salomar Sheikh Yesh Lashem Yisbarach Esek Imo Visheinu Paul Batil Shibin Lailo Haya bin Lailo Avad Ukachaisu Sada Shal Achar Misasam Nevdu Ve'enam. A person has to realize Hashem has a personal shaykhus, a personal connection with me, and it's not like I'm here today, gone tomorrow. If that's the attitude, then who cares what I do in between? If I recognize the special relationship I have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then it's a different story. Tzarech lahamin ki nafsho mimikor hachayim yisbarach shimo v'Hashem yisbarach misaneg u'mishtasheya ba kishos eritzono. When you do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol gets nachas. We want to be maybe nachas ruach liyotzreinu. That's part of our challenge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have nachas from us. We realize that we don't want to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. We realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is counting on us. That's what allows us to be able to be inspired and to do the right thing. Part of the message, part of the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim was, of course, for Matan Torah. But in order to have Matan Torah, in order to be able to assume the all mitzvos that came in with Matan Torah, there had to be a shift in attitude. There had to be an understanding, an experience, a feeling of the fact that Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim, that we're chosen, that we're selected, that Kadosh Baruch Hu sees us as special, he has a mission for us, we have a calling. And so part of the tachlis, the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim, was to feel, to experience the sense of self-worth that comes with becoming an Am HaNivchar. And so perhaps this is the meaning of a Gemara in Bava Metzia Samach Aleph. The end of Parsha Shemini, in the Parsha dealing with Shrutzim, had to eat Shrutzim. Pasuk says, Ki ani Hashem hamale eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Gemara wants to know, what is the Lashon of the Torah, hamale eschem? Most of the time the expression is, hamotzi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Few times the Torah expresses it differently. Lashon of ma'ale, like also in this week's parasha, ale eschem yoni Mitzrayim. Usually the expression is to remove you from Mitzrayim, not to elevate you, to bring you up from Mitzrayim. And why specifically there in Parsha Shemini, with regard to the Isser of Achilas Shrutzim, does the Torah use the expression of hamale eschem? So the Gemara there in Rashi quotes in the Chumash, Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, Mole halesi es Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, el bishvil dover zeh, if I would have taken them out of Mitzrayim only because they would not sink to the level of eating Shrutzim, which is so repulsive and disgusting, that would have itself been sufficient. The fact that they don't eat Shrutzim. What is the pshat? I think in light of what we're saying, the point of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of course, in the ultimate sense, was to instill a feeling of how precious we are, how worthy we are, what a special schus we have to be chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But of course there are many, many, many levels. If a person has a total lack of appreciation of who they are, if a person feels like they're nothing, so then he can do anything. He could eat Shrutzim, which is a symbol of the lowest of the low. Shrutzim are by definition the thing that creeps, the sense of total, anything goes. They're mo'os, they're disgusting, but it doesn't matter. So the first step, the first level in Yitzias Mitzrayim can already be expressed in the fact that Klal Yisrael recognized to eat Shrutzim, that's beneath me. I'm on a different level. I can't do something so disgusting, so repulsive. I have a special status. I can't. That's beneath me. And of course, all the more so, every level, the higher one gets, the higher that one can appreciate how great they are, then even an Avera that for other people wouldn't be seen as an Avera, It's not a big deal. Everyone does it. But understanding who one, what we are, means that that's also beneath me. But the first step, the first level, is even the fact that they will eat shvatim. And that's perhaps connected to what the Sfaru says. When the Kari Yisrael was sinking in Mitzrayim and the Sheba began, it was Vayishvatsu. In fact, the Torah uses the expression that they turned to the Darchei Shvatim. They felt they were nothing, and so the symbolism is Vayishvatsu. And so when the Torah talks about leaving Mitzrayim, Hamaleschem, the level to be elevated, even Benogea, even relevant to the issue of not eating Shvatim, that's already the first step in the experience of self-esteem that came in the wake of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, which is a prerequisite to Matan Torah and to all mitzvahs. This is, of course, a very, very basic Musar Haskel, I think, for all of us, specifically for B'nai Torah. I mean, we have to always appreciate the special maila that we have, the special privilege that we have to be here, to be learning Torah. Not everyone has had that privilege, and something that we sometimes take for granted, but we should never take it for granted. We're specially gifted, we have a special gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can learn Torah. We have to appreciate what that means and what comes with that privilege. One of the strategies of the Yetzer Hara is always to say, you know, whenever things are difficult, so what, you're not worth anything anyway, do whatever you want. And all sorts of things can do that to us. Sometimes it's personal stresses, sometimes it's, unfortunately, things that we hear about in the world, what's never happening now in Asia, Indonesia. A person looks at that and says, so what's the point? What's the use if such a thing can happen? How can God let it happen? And people are Nebuch children. And so a person can react in such a way where, therefore, I don't have to keep my focus on what's important. To the contrary, of course, the Torah demands that we empathize and we're sensitive to the tsar of what happens in the world, not just for Jews. For anybody, there's a Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos, in the third parak, that says this very, very powerfully. And the Mishnah says, Mispal b'shlomo shel malchus. Rabbeinu Yonah says, what it means is to pray for the stability of the world. Yesh la'adam mispalel al shlom kol ha'olam v'tzta'er al tzar shel acherim. Not to just be parochial, not to just think about oneself, but rather, the derech of tzaddikim is to mispal a kol b'nei adam, sheyamdu b'shalom. So of course, I mean, that's the responsibility that we have. That's the achrayus. We should be thinking in that way, we should be empathizing. But of course, when things are happening, it's easy to sort of become numb and to turn the other way and to say, so therefore, what matters doesn't really matter, and what I do doesn't matter. And so it is in a personal level, you know, there are times of finals, times where there's all sorts of stresses and it's easy to begin to kind of lose focus and not take ourselves seriously. I mean, also at the end of his man, you know, you sometimes ask yourself, so what have I accomplished? You know, it's been all these months and what can I show for it? It's really the Yetzer Hara that's talking. You know, what's, you know, person has to appreciate what he has and either I would strive for more. It'll be a next man, if I can do better, I'll try to do better. But not to let that kind of yiyush set in and say, look, I haven't done what I would like, and therefore it doesn't matter anyway. To the contrary, of course it matters, and we have to be able to maintain our dignity and maintain our self-worth. Times like this, probably don't have to speak to anyone here, but you know, unfortunately we've heard over the years that times of finals can also lead to certain Yetzer Hara, where we can engage in things which are less than ethical, cheating and the like, and all because we have that nisayon that we have to get a good grade, we have to have a good GPA, and we have to be able to get into, you know, into the best graduate schools and so on. And what are we really doing? We're selling ourselves short so much. I mean, in the ultimate sense, is it really for us to be engaged in anything that's even smacks of anything like that? I mean, really, the attitude that we take to ourselves is going to be able to define how we behave in times like this, when we maybe are under more stress than we usually are. And of course, finally, the fact that we're almost at the point between semesters and we're all thinking about what we might do during that time, what should guide us in that kind of decision, should also be an attitude about who we are, what's appropriate for us to do, what's not as appropriate. It's an amazing thing for the first time in all these years to have a yeshiva here, Bein HaSemesterim. It's unbelievable. Those of you who can be here, it's probably the most wonderful opportunity, and it just shows that, you know, that anything really, Baruch Hashem, if there's a will, there's a way, and with everything being worked out. And if you can't, so whatever reason or another, the focus still has to be on Talmud Torah, on Kriyas Yitzchak Torah, and to be able to be engaged in activities that really we understand are true to who we are. And ultimately, with that attitude, with that kind of approach, we should be able to continue to grow, Echayel Echayel, and this will be the schus for us to be able to, again, to continue Hatzlacha in all our endeavors.